grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Kia ora and welcome, Chris Fowley.
Good afternoon.
G'day, mate. What's going on? That was a quick one, wasn't it? It's not very often I do it just really direct and quick like that.
Straight to it.
I've duffed a few in recent history and I just wanted to just... And I think I've ruined that one now after talking about it, so that's good.
You have.
Yeah. Hey, there's been a lot going on with the DAC weed, hasn't there?
Always, mate. Every week. And in fact, that was one of the... I wrote a blog this week for the Daily Blog, and that was my predictions for this year, and that was, in fact, one of the things. There's just so much going on that it's so hard to keep up. But we must, and that is what we are here for, to help people keep up.
Well, where do we go first? I mean, I want to talk a little bit about Paula. I want to talk a little bit about these people that have the powerful weed coming from overseas or whatever to grow.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that first, actually. That's interesting.
Sure. Okay, so what that is the all this talk about a medical cannabis scheme, and then the law passed last year, and then right on the eve of the law passing, MPI kind of piped up and went, oh, actually, we're not going to let any in. And purely through some technicality of biosecurity. And normally, and this is where, you know, we're going to give full credit to everyone involved in this. Normally, this amending these, what they call an import health standard, it's a 2 to 3 year process, you know, and they just busted a gut and did it over the few. While we were all on holiday at the beach and that, they actually have amended it, and it's ready to go.
Because our biosecurity...
It got updated a few days ago.
It's full on. We don't muck around when it comes to
biosecurity. Yeah, well, all it was it had been written for hemp, and it had been described in that language, so it just couldn't apply to high THC. So all they had to do was change the word. That's all it was. So once that was pointed out, like, hey, you just need to change a word. You know, it's not like all these different pests are involved, you know. It's just change a word. So, you know, full credit, that happened, and that is awesome. So that opens the door to research that can happen under the current law. So Hikarangi are one of the companies that have been researched to do that.
Cool.
At ZCan, of course, we're hoping to get that happening too with AUT and got some things underway there, and as have a bunch of other companies. But that was one of the barriers. It was like, on the surface, medical cannabis is legal, but then when you go to do it, no, we're still blocking it. So,
interesting.
As I say, full credit, it's actually been resolved in a really quick space of time.
It does seem fast, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Chris, why would you go for an overseas strain of high THC cannabis and not source one that might have been on the black market locally in New Zealand?
Well, it's going to be both. The thing that people have been describing as an amnesty for local strains, that doesn't take effect yet. A, it's not an amnesty, and B, it doesn't take effect. So this is under the current law, research only, and under those under the current regulations and things, it needs to come from overseas from a lawful source. So that obviously will change when the full scheme comes in, but it's not there yet.
When you say lawful source, like tried and tested marijuana sellers on a market, they're in a market already.
Yeah, places where it's legal around the world, where they're able to export it, where an export license is able to be issued, and where they can do phytosanitary. So it has to be legal at a government level, not just to kind of...
Will we get it from mostly the UK, would you say?
Oh, I doubt it.
Okay.
Well, will we have to pay, like, you know, say the company is getting a classic strain from an established grower, will they have to pay like royalties or something like that on the strain that they're growing in New Zealand? Does it work like that?
That's going to be down to each kind of circumstance, I think. One thing that you need to be clear about, I guess, is under the new law, when it takes effect at the end of this year, which they've got this 12-month time frame, that was really the most important thing to come out of the medical cannabis bill, with the changes that got made, the fact that it will happen quickly instead of dragging on. And it forces them to get on with it and just adopt best practice around the world rather than dwelling and, oh, let's commission a study. You know,
you
just
got
to get on with it.
We're definitely not first, so let's just be sensible seconds.
Yeah, let's just catch up. The 12-month thing, that's going to really guide what happens this year. It certainly makes it much quicker than regular policy development. Let's put it that way. So, where are we going?
I'm just talking about
We also, Paula is in the headlines. There's a short clip of her talking about her previous habits of smoking marijuana, but how she doesn't support it.
She said she
longer.
Didn't like it because it made her sleepy. And then she was like, and then that was kind of like, what do you mean by that? what do you like? That's what I took from that.
I'm going to stay out.
Yeah, she likes to stay out and party.
We can't spread rumours on air, but let's just say we've heard them.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy, eh? And that's been very interesting. The Nats have obviously thought, ha, this is going to be a big issue. We're going to make a big deal. We're going to bring in the front bench, the heavy hitters.
Well, I don't
so who do they choose?
This.
Is Paula Bennett?
They're talking about weed and all this. Like, but she wasn't smoking it for medicinal purposes. She's like, it wasn't for me. What the fucking, what are you talking about? Did you have a bad something that you were trying to ail? Like, at this stage, we're talking medicinal, aren't we? So what
we've
is
all
this
lived
it wasn't for me
life,
stuff?
You know?
Yeah, but I just
we
don't
all
understand
have
what your opinion on marijuana and what does for her. It's not, I don't really care, actually. Like, it's not.
No,
to do.
It is interesting that it's the first thing that happens. The media, the first thing they do, anyone has an opinion,
have you had it?
Yeah. Have you had it? Yeah, and they all feel this need to go, yeah, I tried it and it didn't agree with me.
Yeah.
You know, the bar got raised quite a bit this week by a politician in Australia. I have forgotten her name. She's a Green MP, and she was like, not only have I taken MDMA, I do take MDMA.
And okay.
So, you know, come on, New Zealand politicians. Jeez. It's time to fess up to what you're really into.
No,
if we're
going to
go down
that
route.
How am I right now? Full on. Jeez.
Where were we going? The research projects, right?
Yes, research.
I've forgotten for the life of me. You guys really need to keep the agenda going on the show, you know. Come on, man.
You can't.
This is the 4:20.
We got on to Paula Bennett. We started to have a chat about old mate Paula, and then, I don't know, what else is there to...
The wild eyes, eh? It's just... So that's a good thing, right? It's one hand. Look at the opposition that they wheel out. It's just... anyone who saw the debates, of course, or the couple of that have happened with Chloe and... Paula will know what I'm talking about. And they have this great idea to bring out this Joker from America. I forget who they are, but they've just been absolutely demolished already in America with these wild kind of psychosis claims that they've been making. So, we can expect a bit more of that. Paula Bennett has kind of set out in her press release the kinds of arguments that they're going to be raising, and it's all the usual crapola. And, what about the kids, all that kind of thing. Just raising doubt, I think. Raising doubt where there really doesn't need to be any. But it's already had an effect on Duncan Garner, perhaps, it seems. He's had a rethink.
Oh, yeah?
He's had a rethink. He's announced.
Okay.
And it's all bad now, so...
Who
would have thought
bad?
That Duncan Garner would think that?
Oh, right. Okay, cool. Let's see here on a little international news. Interesting. We don't go overseas too often. This is maybe a little fun piece to go out on. The Super Bowl rejects ad for medical marijuana. So there you go. In America, they're still not quite holistically on the level. I guess it's different states have different rules, so that ad would go completely around the world.
Already,
so it's a bit,
I think they might have been in a different state and already run one, like last year or something. But just before we go, the other big thing that happened this week, there was a study that came out that Massey University did, and it was of people in West Auckland and Invercargill on their attitudes for what the options should be in the referendum, right? Because we don't yet know. We know it's going to be binding. We know it's going to be next year's election. What's it going to be? Mm. And West Auckland and Invercargill have liquor licensing trusts. So people who live there have lived in that model. They know what it's like to live there. So they surveyed them and, how should this be? How should we legalise cannabis in this area? And gave them a range of different options. Now, One News, good on them, ran a story on it, and in their headline said that community-run non-profits were the most preferred model. And I thought, that's interesting. Yeah, the people of West Auckland want it to all be community-run because, the Liquor Licence Trust, they return the profits to the community. Wasn't really my experience running there, right? I ran as a candidate last election for the Liquor Licensing Trust on the ticket of it that it could run a research scheme, a big one, and run cannabis social clubs and actually provide it and research it. Be very interesting. Profits back to the community. People didn't really like it because they don't like the trust. And when you look at the actual study, even in the One News report, it turns out that, contrary to the headline, that the non-profit community-run trust finished last in the poll on only 11%.
How's that?
Grow Your Own was number one on 27%, and a fully commercial market was next on 23%. So it's kind of odd that that's the headline.
Why not the community trust?
That's the thing. Yeah, it sounds good in practice. It sounds good in practice, but when you live there, you kind of see the limitations of having this monopoly telling you what you can and can't do. And I think that just rubs up against people who live there, and they think, we don't want them to take
control
over cannabis either.
Yeah.
It sounds good to people who don't live there. They go, grants profits back to the community. It does sound really good.
Does it do a better job of that than a commercial model, returning profits to the community?
Wait, is this the same as a pokey machine, by the way?
Options are good, right? And so this is is the cool thing, is they've come up with a compromise and said, well, maybe you just don't give them a monopoly and you have multiple community-run trusts trading in the same area. Mm. So you have the competition, but they're all returning profits to the community.
I think we've probably said community trust too many times, guys, and we should probably get out of here.
But I think that's probably that sounds like the best option to me, actually. Did we just solve it?
We've just solved it.
For the community?
Well, they did. Thank you, Messi.
Oh, I have just got a quick question here. Hi, is medical marijuana just a Trojan horse to legalize normal marijuana? And what is the treatment for weed psychosis? I have been threatened by angry stoners quite a few times.
Whoa.
We take all texts.
They need some CBD, perhaps, or you know, whoever's got that. CBD is the antipsychotic one. That's the one that calms people down.
Mm-hmm.
Works the opposite way to THC. A lot of studies going on all around the world, and it seems to be perhaps why a lot of people with mental health issues are drawn to it,
right.
Which is, you know, might be self-medicating, and when they do come across a high CBD strain, it works for them, and the other times it doesn't, but they're always looking for that one that did.
Interesting.
And that explains why there's a correlation between having the genetic predisposition to schizophrenia and using cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
It works that way. That's the way of the correlation. It's not a correlation between using cannabis and ending up with psychosis.
No.
It's a correlation between already being predisposed to it and then you happen to use cannabis at a higher rate.
I read the same thing, actually. Mm. Studies have shown. Hey, and one last text here. Fuck the trust. Thanks, Chris.
Right on.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana